Alright, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Dink.
And I am Da Dink.
I'm supposed to be Doink, right?
Yeah. And I'm supposed to be Da Doink. That's
Dink
right.
Is weird.
Yeah.
Dink sounds weird coming
out
of my
mouth. Well, it's a double income, no kids.
I'm definitely not that. Nope.
So, yep.
So, yeah, this is us, as always.
We're whooping.
Yes.
Pat is tired.
I am tired.
Pat had a big run today, apparently.
I did. I have three big runs left, and I will be done.
So this isn't like a yearly thing or another face hammer. This is you just the push
finishing
to get
up,
it done.
Finishing out Virginia Beach.
And how long was the run?
Well, I did two because I have one little road all the way out at Knott's Island
mm-hmm.
that's about a mile and a half long.
Okay.
So I went and did that, and then I had to come back and park at, I don't know, some park. And that run was about 17. So about 17 and a half miles.
Man, so you're almost at a marathon distance. All right, well. Yeah.
But I'm not, like, killing it.
Yeah.
Like, the mile and a half run that I did was about an 8.5 minute mile. But
that's
was
respectable, right? I have no frame of reference here.
I mean, for a 52-year-old guy, would like to think it's pretty respectable.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, like the long run, it was about a 12 and a half minute pass.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because I do a fair amount of walking and, you know, Pokemoning and those kinds of things. But I am I've got a 17-mile run, another 17-mile run, and then a 13-mile run, and I will be done.
So a 12-minute miles, that takes you, what, 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, about 3 hours and 40 minutes around that area.
Wow, impressive.
I don't know. I'm not sure it's impressive.
I just mean it's a lot of time to take running, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's either that or I would have to break it up into, like, a lot of littler ones.
Right.
And I just want it kind of be done now, so.
You're getting that way on a lot of your face hammers. You're that way on Pokemon Go. You're like, I just want to
get
the
dragon.
Yeah,
I want to get my dragon ones. I'm,
be gone.
There
have
been
done.
Some... Yeah, there's been some dragons out today.
Well, there's about to be a bag on community day, so you can bag a bunch of dragons.
If I can do that, then I will. Because right now, I have 218 left to go.
Wow!
And I could definitely do that in a
on a community day. You get pretty close to that, yeah. If you're really nailing it.
Well, I mean, you got to really go out and just grind.
Yeah,
but if it means that I can be over, then I'll be happy to do that.
That's it.
So, yeah, that was my day. I went, I came home, I mowed the lawn, and then I...
So you did get some actual work done.
I don't know what you define as work.
I define
running as work.
Well, then you're not doing it right, I guess. I don't know.
There was a lot of motorcycles out there. There must have been some sort of a motorcycle thing.
You bring up a good point, though. I don't consider working out work.
Is it because you enjoy that?
Sometimes it's not... You know, it's just part of my day anymore, right?
Mm.
And sometimes it is a bit of a chore.
Yeah.
But it is, I've never put it in the same category as work. Now, okay. I do it while I'm at work. That's what I do for my lunch. So that might be where the differentiation lies.
Yeah, you're separating yourself out.
Yeah. I'm like, this is not work because I am not working while I'm doing this. So, it's a break.
Yeah, I get it.
From the job. So, today I just worked all day.
Hmm.
I vacuumed the upstairs. I edged the front lawn, swept it up. I had to take Xander to a car show.
Hmm.
So
that seems like work too.
To some degree, because I just have to wait around while he gets done. Then we went shopping for some stuff for the lawn. Then I went in the back and edged the backyard, mowed it, dug a big hole, and then I dug up my wife's beautyberry.
Let me tell
you something about this beautyberry.
Okay, first, tell us what you're drinking.
Oh, I'm having some soju.
Okay.
It's sweet, and this is my day off from, you know, trying to eat right, so.
Do you have a cheat day every week? Is that this? Like, is that what you're talking about?
It seems like the weekend is my cheat day.
I get it.
You know, but I don't, I'm not drinking as much, and so even on, like, on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Last week I didn't have a Monster Mug at the movies.
Okay.
But if we go to the movies tomorrow, I might have a Monster Mug.
Mm.
But that will be pretty much it. In prior weekends on a Sunday, I might have a Monster Mug, and then later in the evening, I might have a, a couple of glasses of wine right. while we watch TV. I've been cutting out the couple glasses of wine.
So what movie would you want to go see?
Since we're doing April.
April.
We're just going to go see Kung Fu Panda 4 and save Kong and Kong. Godzilla till next week when Kong you can have a monster mug. Yeah.
By the way, I'm drinking water.
Yes. H2O.
But I was thinking I could have given myself an out because this goes out on Tuesday, which is the 2nd of April. Right. So
you could add some drinks during this.
I could have added
drinks. But not for the podcast
no,
proper.
No. Yeah, yeah. I would have had to go back to the water.
Well, we'll see.
But I can't even give myself that out. So
I wouldn't expect you to. That would go against everything I know about you.
I'm so close to being done.
I know.
I'm thinking about watching Waterboy tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotta
How about Waterworld?
No, I gotta watch a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Waterworld's, you know, there's something to be said for it. Not as good as Waterboy, I'll give you that. But my wife, somebody gave her this plant. It's a beautyberry. She put it in the front bed right in front of the house. Wasn't sure if it would survive. It not only survived, it thrived, and it became a monster.
Okay.
I mean, it spreads. It gets to be, I don't know, 4 foot tall, but it arches out. It has these pretty purple berries that the birds like to eat. It leaves lots of little baby plants all over the place. But
Is it from the berries?
It got so big, she was like, it's taking over the whole front bed. We have to move it. So.
Have to move it.
So.
Meaning you and your French mouse.
Well, my neighbor Anita came over and helped me get it into the wheelbarrow.
Okay.
Because Mariana's back is bad and she can't do that sort of thing. But Anita mostly just held the wheelbarrow, if I recall correctly, stable so that I could get it in. And it weighed a ton. Mm. Plus the fact that it shoots out these thick, ropey...
No, you're just showing off.
Well, no, it shoots out these thick, ropey roots that you have to get every one. Otherwise, it's held to the ground. Mm. And I'm pulling and going, why is this thing so effing heavy? It's not heavy. It's still
the earth
anchored.
The earth is heavy.
It's still anchored to the ground is what it is. So... I having moved it that time, which was an absolute nightmare, and even with all the roots up, it weighs a ton. I put it in the side bed because there was not much in the side bed; it's plenty of room. So that's where she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Buried it over there. Wasn't sure it was going to make it. Totally made it.
Nice.
Got big. Took over that bed. Along about the time I moved it, we bought a Japanese maple, pretty little Japanese maple from the botanical garden sale.
So you're putting that in this one.
Well, we had it in a big pot because we weren't sure where to put it because it's very nice. So she decided she wanted it in the side garden, the side bed. So we put it over there. Guess what? You can't really see it because there's this giant beauty berry.
Right,
so
you had to dig up the beauty berry again.
No. We have to move the beauty berry again. So she asked me this, I think, all of last...
The royal we.
Yeah, the royal we. Yes. Hey, I'm doing the... Let me do the way. The end of last summer, she asked me to do it over and over again, and I just couldn't get it together to do it. So today, I always have a bit more motivation to do yard work when it's starting to get warm.
Yeah.
You know, you've had
you
the winter
outside,
off. Yeah, yeah. It's nice to do stuff.
When it's not oppressively hot.
Right. It's a nice time to do it. So, dug a hole in the backyard where she wanted it. Well... She said that was where she wanted it, and then she put a greenhouse on that spot by the end of last summer.
Put a greenhouse on
Well,
that spot?
I put the greenhouse... No, actually, she put that one together. I put the other one together. She likes to do stuff like that. It's like Legos. But that was my excuse for not moving it in the summer and in early fall. Well, what? You put the greenhouse there. I mean, I can't move this thing now. I guess we'll have to wait till next year. I'd done all this yard work, but I was like, I'm going to get that thing moved. So I just dug it up.
You know,
it rained.
It's bigger now.
In all honesty, it's about the same size. It has not grown substantially from that, but it is still a beast.
Hmm.
And this time I knew to check for all the roots. And I thought I had them all, and I was moving it, and it hung up. And I was just like, what the hell is wrong with this thing? And Mariana was like, I think it still has another root.
Mm-hmm.
And we did find it, you know, off to the side, clinging to the Japanese maple, which was a bit tricky. So I just broke that damn root. I'm like, we're not risking the Japanese maple for that. Heaved it into this damn not a damn wheelbarrow. That wheelbarrow is a blessing from God.
Yeah. Whoever invented the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, yeah. Smart dude.
Deserves all of the praise.
Or lady.
Sure. Yeah, it could have been a lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah, exactly. What would they have done without a wheelbarrow for that kind of thing? Yeah, during the Black Plague. So I got it around back, shoved it in the ground. There was too many roots. The hole was not big enough, so half of them were above ground. Just covered them up with dirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, good luck. Good luck. But
is it going to survive?
Yeah. Huh?
Is it going to survive?
That thing is so hard to kill. I can't imagine it dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. But I told my wife, this is the last time I'm moving this thing. If you say,
it's
I don't...
It's been on every side so far. Just one more side to go.
If you say, no, that's where the patio is. We're not breaking the patio to put that damn bush in there. But I was like, if she says one more time, I don't like it here, we need to move it. I'm like, I am chopping it into kindling, and you can find one of those little baby plants that it keeps throwing off to put wherever it is you want to put.
Yeah.
She's given them to everyone, and I think your wife has two of them.
I don't know. Yeah, it's all green stuff to me. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you'll know if she says move this. You'll find out.
No, my wife told me, we need to go out there and clean out the area where
the mulch pile was.
The mulch pile
was. Yeah.
And she's like, because it wasn't like nice stuff that was growing over there. And I was like, oh, we need to do that, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that something we need to do?
She's like, do you think you might be able to do it sometime this week? I'm like, I do have a job.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
It wasn't growing edible stuff. It was growing decorative gourds.
Yes. And I'm like, I can't just go out like... I can take a 15-minute break to watch 15 minutes of sight.
Yeah, yeah. But I have sights to watch. Woman, what are you talking about?
I can't do 15 minutes of yard work and then come back for a meeting.
Get all sweaty and come back for a meeting.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Illogical. Yes. Illogical.
I can't believe it's preposterous.
But can't you, though?
Preposterous.
So preposterous.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Even. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
It definitely doesn't for Mazzini.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And then she's going to make you actually plant specific things in there, right? Like a real garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
We've already established that the ground is fertile.
Yeah, I do have some... the problem is that that's also where our propane tank is.
Right.
And so people have to be able to get into the propane tank. So...
What's the propane tank for? Oh, for your fireplace. Your fireplace, right. That makes sense.
When we first moved in, I was like... Listen, we've got this, like, because the propane tank's on, like, one end of the house, and it's got the pipe coming on the outside of the house that goes in at the
back
fireplace.
Of the gas.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, man, I could build a deck right there, take a notch out of the propane tank. Well, not me.
Yeah.
But somebody.
Have somebody
come and...
The royal we.
Yeah. take that and put it into like a built-in...
Grill. Yep.
And everything would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, and Fanny was like, nah, I don't think... We're not going to be here that long.
How long's it been?
Jeez. Almost 19 years.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah. That's commitment right there.
No, it's lack of options because we bought this house thinking it would be like a 2 or 3 year kind of starter home.
Right.
But as soon as we bought the house, the bottom fell out of the market.
Ah.
And so we were underwater for a while in this house. And, you know, you just get comfortable. The kids are there and you start accumulating stuff. And we started looking for other houses and we couldn't really find anything we really wanted. I would love ready to move in, like move in ready house.
Right.
And she's like, no, we need a fixer upper. Yeah. And I'm like, Do we need a fixer upper though?
Well,
who's going to do the fixing
and upping? The upping? Yeah. Yeah. You like carpentry. So.
I do like listen, if I didn't have my job,
your retirement plan, huh?
I don't know. Flipping houses is weird.
No, like, not flipping a house, just getting one for yourself and making it just the way you want it.
Yeah. When I was out in Pungo, I saw some houses that you could get for cheap. Like, I'll show you some pictures. Great podcast.
Well, you can show them to me later. Mara will want to see them too because she would love to move to Pungo.
No. When I say you could get them for cheap, there is a reason you could get them for cheap.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a fixer-upper, all right.
Definitely.
That looks haunted. She would love that one with the big porch.
Yeah.
But I think I saw that in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so that might be a tough sell for me.
Yeah. I didn't go in.
Marley would love that house, though.
Probably. I actually took a picture of that because I was like, I texted to Verity. I was like, this is where you and Marley can live.
Yeah, Marley's like, can we go over there now?
Yeah. Mm. No, we're not going over there. I wouldn't mind getting an old house like that, but it's right on a main road. And so the traffic is just horrible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pet cemetery style.
Yeah, and then you got all that land. What are you going to do with all that land?
Yeah, mow it. Who wants to do that? Move beauty bushes around, berry bushes? Man, it would be a nightmare.
I would have a beautiful lawn, though, because I think it's all old farmland. So it would be really, like, fertile, I'm sure, with whatever, like...
Animal poop was on it?
Well, either that or whatever stuff they put on there, you know? they do all the chemical fertilizers.
They put all that stuff, you know, on the farmland. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I would end up with the color of Out of Time or whatever.
Yeah, you would. That was a nice-looking place, though, really. Until the color Out of Time showed up and turned it, you know... All kinds of colors. Yeah.
Anything else you're doing? What's you want to go to Easter is not a big deal for you?
No, we don't. Well, every holiday is a big deal for Mare. She likes to decorate her year-round Christmas tree for the various things. Like she may have, I don't know if she even decorated it for Easter. It might still be.
How do you decorate it for Easter? Like, what do you put on there?
Eggs. She has little ornaments and
I thought like
and little chicks and little rabbits.
Ghost Jesus.
Yeah. She's not doing the religious Easter. She's doing the little chicks and bunnies.
I get it. Yeah, true.
And she likes to dye the eggs, and she would usually get a basket together for the
boys. Do the kids get into that?
The boys get into candy. They love some candy. Yes, but, I mean, now one is almost 21 and one just turned 18, and I'm just like, they don't need chocolate baskets anymore. But don't they need chocolate baskets? No.
Maybe.
No, I can't believe the youngest doesn't have diabetes yet, in all honesty.
Has he been checked for it? No, I...
Soon enough.
As soon as they're off of your insurance, they can do whatever the hell they want.
They can get all the diabetes they want once they're off my insurance. Yeah.
Sure, I can see you kicking him out of the house.
No, I work that. Like, I've started making him eggs for breakfast so that he at least eats something that's not sugar noodles.
Does he come down and eat it?
He eats them. Yep, he likes eggs.
Okay.
I put a little cheese in it just to seal the deal.
Hot sauce on top.
You know what? If I suggested that, he would. And I'm gonna put a pin in that one and keep it because
if he's like,
not hungry, I'm like, there's hot sauce on it. He'll be like, all right, you got me. You got me. I can't say no. I put a little God Slayer on it.
I woke up this morning and I was like, I need protein for my run. And I was looking through my house for protein.
And propane. Like,
well, yeah. It really fires you up.
That does. You need a little propane.
Man, I could not find any protein. Like, because I wanted something ready to pick up and go.
Right. You had raw hamburger and raw chicken and all that shit, but you didn't have any, like, lunch meat or anything like that.
Yeah, and Vanny's always got hard-boiled eggs, but she didn't have them today. I was like, what's going on in my
Easter. They're all painted?
No.
All dyed up? Different colors?
No, because...
Not to have boiled eggs, Easter.
She may have some, but...
She hid them. She was like, you know who always eats my boiled eggs? That Patrick.
Yes. Yes.
Before I get to dye,
I want those eggs.
Before I get to dye and paint them and put little wax designs on them.
Yeah. Well, my parents are coming over tomorrow for dinner or for
egg hunt
lunch.
Easter lunch. Yeah. Easter. It's a very popular tradition in some cultures.
Yeah. I don't like my wife. She cracks me up because she knows that I could give a rat's ass what we eat. Like I legitimately don't put a lot of mental energy into it.
Not true.
Well, that's...
Yeah, no strawberries, please. No onions.
No onions. Like,
No popcorn. There's a laundry list of things to bring to the table.
But she'll ask me, hey, do you have a taste for something? And I'll be like, I really don't. Like, yeah. I don't... My body doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I don't think that
Something
way.
Liquid with flavor.
Yes. Yes.
Is what I have a taste for.
I would love some ice cream.
Yes.
Anything that I can eat with a spoon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That does not constitute a beverage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we have cereal?
Yeah. Can you bring a milk tea for me to smell?
So, like, I have, but she wants to, like, she loves to bake and she loves to cook. And so she's like, I don't know what, like, and then she'll get a hair and she'll be like, here's what we're going to do. And I'm like, okay. And it's all just wah, wah, wah. And I'll be like,
except for the part where it's like, we need to go to the store.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, she likes to go to the store. Oh, like, okay. She would totally like.
She doesn't like say, Patrick, run to the store and get me all this stuff.
No.
My wife does that to me all the time.
She would happily be like, no, I'm going to the store. I'll see you in 4 hours.
My wife does it very passive aggressively. Oh my God, we're out of almond milk. Oh, I was so wanting something with almond milk. I was going to make a cappuccino with almond milk. But we're out of it. We don't have any almond milk. What are we going to do without this almond milk? And I'm like, all right, okay. I'll be right back.
I'll call my wife on the way home, and I'll be like, "Hey, do you need anything?" She's like, "No, I was at the store for 14 hours today. I'm okay."
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So.
So what's on the menu this time?
I have no idea.
Hoffenfesser.
Yes, I have no idea.
Hoffenpfeffer.
Probably ham.
What better to do with the Easter Bunny than to like skin him and cook him up?
Yes. Yeah.
It's so traditional.
She doesn't like. It's lamb. It might be lamb.
She should cook some of those little quail things, those little quail birds, and say they didn't have chicks. Like they don't sell chicks that you can just fry up.
Like, the ones you eat with the bones and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Crunch them up.
Yummy.
They did have balut, but I didn't feel like that was quite right. Yeah, so.
Listen, I will eat a lot of stuff. Like I have some things I don't like, but like if somebody gave me a strawberry shortcake, I'd be like, okay, I'll eat a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
The one thing that I just kind of refuse to eat is popcorn. Like I just won't eat popcorn. But very rarely is someone like, here, have popcorn.
Yeah, it's not like we're at Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving or something, you know.
Yeah, so.
Then it would be rude to say no to popcorn, since he worked so hard on making that dinner.
I would drop-kick that kid so hard. I'd be like, give me more toast.
Exactly. You know how I feel about popcorn, Charles.
Charles. Yeah. Charles F. Brown.
Chuck Brown.
Right. All right, well, listen, this is my last weekend without alcohol. Yeah. At least a month. At least for a month.
And then you're going to go dry again and maybe come up with another face hammer?
But this is, I will tell you, this has been a tough one. This has been the toughest.
Of the face hammers? Of all the face hammers?
No.
No, Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, that was tougher. But I could at least space Deep Space Nine out. I could go like weeks and weeks and weeks with no Deep Space Nine.
You could mix in a little Mentalist.
Yeah,
back to Deep Space Nine.
This right here is.
I know you can't get away from having to drink something. I mean,
water everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you picked only water and weren't like the only beverage I will drink is Coke.
Well, that was the thing, like because of all of the sugar in the drinks from January, it was like. What am I going to drink? What am I going to do? Oh, I get it. I'll do just water.
You know what? You should pick flavorless beverages like tea. No. You know, there's 100 types of tea. You could be like, for a whole month, I'm going to just drink all the various types of tea.
Because I'd have to have herbal tea because caffeine is in other types of tea.
That's true. The most of the teas have some caffeine in them. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of some exciting face hammers for you.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Your face is entirely too much, like, three-dimensionalness, you know?
So well, it does feel so good when
it stops. Yeah.
Listen, there's something to that, because that first lemonade that I have, April 1st at 12:01 a.m.
April Fool's, it's still just water. Can't wait. I cannot wait.
Do you do April Fool's stuff with your kids?
I do not. I could give a rat's ass about April Fool's.
We do punch buggy stuff.
Yeah, we do that. My wife taught my oldest son punch buggy, and to this day, like he doesn't punch me, he'll just tap me.
Yeah,
because I finally was like okay stop. I'm not playing this.
Driving, you can't smack that.
Yeah. I am more than happy for you guys to play this. I appreciate the observational skills that it engenders. Don't hit me, okay. You give me a tap, give me just a touch, and say, yes, you got me. Yeah. I didn't see it. And most of the time, I'm not playing. I'm not really paying attention. Sure. Occasionally, I see one, and I wait a second and say, how come no one is punch buggied? And so I punch buggy because I'm like, okay.
If nobody
I'm just not going to let it go get away, but...
Yes.
But my oldest is on the lookout all the time. He does not miss. Plus, he has his.
He's a car kid too.
Plus, he has that. Plus, he has his mom's ridiculously perfect eyesight. You know, he was upset when my youngest got glasses because he was the only one in the family that didn't have glasses.
You can get him some fake glasses. Yeah,
well, we weren't going to do that. That's just a lie.
Sunglasses. You get him some sunglasses.
He's such a good looking kid. He would have like been more handsome with glasses. I would have been like, that's just terrible. God.
Well, so we do touch buggy.
I love this subject. Oh, touch buggy.
Yeah, my wife does not like punch buggy.
We do caress buggy. Yes. I do love a good game of fondle buggy.
Do you do the old school though? Like real touch punch buggy is only with the old bugs.
No. Anyone you see.
Yeah.
It's all fair game.
So here's what I'm going to do for April Fool's Day. I'm going to just print out like sheets of
buggies, punch buggies. Yep.
And I'm just going to put them around the house. So every time I see my kid, I could just punch him.
You should have him put on a little card and just take him out of your pocket.
Yeah. I send him texts and I'm like, I saw it, boom.
Yeah, see, we don't play that role. You have to be in the vicinity.
Yeah, it's got to be a physical. Like, yeah. But anything goes on April Fool's Day.
I do like the thought of fondle buggy, though. That does sound like fun.
Not while you're driving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Only with my wife. Only at stoplights.
Yeah.
Be like, that fondle cuts, buggy.
That cuts into your reading.
That's right. I'm going to miss out on a lot of
Reacher.
A reacher. I got to read that reacher.
Well, so. It's a different type of reacher.
I've started it out, the first chapter, good. I mean, the two girls are friggin' villains.
Oh, yeah.
They're villains.
No.
They're as bad as the villains in
You're trying to get me to give something away, aren't you?
They're as bad as the villains in that book. Do you remember where they would like, take people's intestines out, put them on their chest so they would freeze to death? Do you remember that bit?
Was that
in a Reacher book, yeah. That's how they killed people.
Maybe.
I was just like, man, these... It was an older woman and her daughter, and they were from some foreign country, and they were torturers and stuff, and so that's how they would kill people. And I was like, that's some bad...
Do I have to go back and read all these books again?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They're not all great, but, you know, they're all fun. Well, and some of them are great.
Yes, I'll be interested to see, once you finish this book, I don't know what your reading schedule is like, because... if you've got dedicated time, normally, I read this thing in, maybe 4 days. And just basically, when I was getting ready for bed.
Ah, see. I don't read before bed. I look at porn. Oh, that's right. You can't look at porn in Virginia anymore.
Yes,
you That can. Joke does not work anymore.
I look at fondle buggies.
I plan my strategy for tomorrow's game of fondle buggy.
There's a Volkswagen place that's like an old school Volkswagen. They just fix them up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would drive by there with my kids.
Just so you could punch them. They're like, you were like, you guys need to pay attention. Yeah. You see what street we're on. Yeah. They knew where I was going.
Yeah, Finn caught on to it pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. You turn on the Southern Boulevard and he's just like,
yeah,
he's right. Here it comes. You son of a...
Yeah, see... listen, I might call this fondle buggies.
Why not?
This episode,
it's a game that should catch on.
Yeah.
I have to say, man, soju, apple soju is so good.
I'm not responding to that. All right, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Fondles.
And I have been DaFondles.
Lord.